from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, original poetry and music. But first, McKaylee and Nisa, high school students at Pittsburgh Perry and Brashear, talk about teen violence and potential solutions.
This is McKaylee. I am 14 years old. I'm in ninth grade, and I go to Perry High School.
Hi, this is Nisa. I'm 16. I'm in ninth grade, and I go to Brashear High School.
You're listening to Streaming the Future, teens discussing what the future holds for our generation and beyond.
Our generation is doing a lot of violence.
A lot of fighting, gun violence, stuff like that. And we think that that should change for the future. We should have a better future and get rid of all that violence and all that guns and everything.
It's just making everything else worse.
What do you think that we should be doing better to fix it?
I think they should be trying to take the guns off of minors instead of just letting the guns go.
Yeah, I think that they should put more effort into guns and gun laws, and you should have a gun license and permit in Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania in order to get a gun.
They do have that, but they don't have, like, the streets. Like, there's people that sell guns for minors, and they don't try to solve who is doing that.
I think that everybody should put an effort in stopping this. I feel like everybody should
come together and try to do something instead of just sitting at home talking about it. We should just come together and protest or something. Everybody lost somebody to gun violence, and I just don't see why the first thing everybody do is pick up a gun. Like, the first thing they do is pick up a gun, and I don't think that's right.
More people should talk it out instead of fixing their problems with guns, because guns don't fix problems, it makes more problems.
Right.
If somebody is fixing something with a gun, everybody else is going to do it. And our generation and the future generations is just going to keep doing that, not just in Pittsburgh, in the whole world. Like, it just would be a better place.
You got to be 21 to get a gun license. You can't have no record, no none of that. And if you do, you can't get a gun. So, yes, I feel like the law is okay, but there's kids that are 16, 17, 18. Kids that are 13 with guns, but there's a gun law about having a gun, but you gotta be 21 to get one. I don't see how that works. Where are they getting the guns from? Who's running it, like, undercover stuff? Like, it gotta be undercover. They just don't be handing out guns for free.
I feel like they should be more strict on guns. You should have to fill out papers and, like, take a test and stuff in order to get a gun. I don't think it just should be a law that you have to be 21 and you could get a gun. I think that you should be able to take a test. You have to do this and make sure that people know all the procedures and stuff and all the safety issues in order to get a gun.
I had a question for you, McKaylee. What do you think, like, everybody in the world should do to stop gun violence?
First of all, I feel like kids under 21, 16-year-olds, 14-year-olds are getting their guns from their parents or older cousins or people that's that age that could get guns. I feel like they are getting their guns from them. 21-year-olds and older people that's giving the guns to the kids should stop and realize what they are doing.
Right.
I feel like they should think more into the situation and not just let their kids, their little cousins,
right,
their nephews, the younger generation get the guns and just be like, go have fun.
I feel like if there's less guns, there would be less school shootings.
Yeah, and I also think that a lot of school shootings and street fights and street shootings are happening because people don't treat each other with respect. You should treat other people how you want to be treated. I feel like we learned that in kindergarten. We learned that when we were young, so we should remember that and keep living it. Treat others how you want to be treated. So don't go shoot somebody if you don't want to get shot.
People pick up a gun and think they hard. So every time they argue with somebody, every time they like, oh, I'll shoot you, and just bring up a gun because they think they're hard because they got a gun. But when you pick up a gun, it just makes you look like you're a punk, because why can't you just fight with your hands, and why you gotta pick up a gun? The gun just make the situation worse.
Not even fist fighting is not even a solution either. I feel like people should just talk stuff out. Like, let's all be mature about it and talk about it. Not with fists, not with weapons, not with guns, nothing. Nisa, have you ever lost somebody to gun violence?
Yes, a few people. Have you?
Yes. My cousin's dad died because of gun violence. And let me just tell you, when people die in your family due to gun violence, that makes you mad, that makes you hurt. It makes you feel like, how could somebody just do that? And you want to get revenge, but honestly, revenge is not the answer.
It's not.
Now, Avonworth High School senior Maya Berardi with an open letter to Janice Joplin.
Letter to Janice Joplin. You snatch up a startling note, tip your head back, mouth open to the ceiling, catching every dust mite in the joint with your purple tongue, curls like a halo. Janice, I hear agony when you gulp a new breath. And in every refrain, I feel you sharpen inside, searing with aloneness. Janice, you taught me girlhood. In a bathroom stall, in an empty car, in grocery store aisles. And I know you can't shake that scared Port Arthur bar singer, bruising the stage with stomps and screaming to be somebody in a town of fists. Bullied by the boys, Janice, dared to leave Texas, Janice, crawl through the cords, Janice. You're lovely, you're lonely, you're me.
On our last segment, Sloane Simon with an original song called Until You Go. This is from her live 2019 performance at the Andy Warhol Museum's Youth Invasion.
Sick of the games you play. You should know I'm counting down the days until you go. I'm sick of the games you play. You should know I'm counting down the days until you go. Don't want you close, it's time to let go. Holding on too tight, you've lost control. So cold, you've been. Should know I'm counting down the days until you go. Oh, 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 I'm sick of the games you play. You should know I'm counting down the days until you go.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.